might be romantic with you. I'm guessing there's something about the stuff we went through. Now you'll never let me leave that behind us. Leave it in California. This sticky situation with you. Maybe stop booking all my tables for two. I still refer to you as an option. Cause you'll always find your way right back to me. This problem again.
Hello, hello.
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 Wait, hold on. I don't think your mic is on the board.
Oh, it's the profile thing, probably.
Yeah, profile.
Hold on 1 second.
Keep listening, folks.
We're not going anywhere. My fault.
Is that, what does it say on there?
On which one? Technical difficulties, I apologize. Sorry, I should have checked this beforehand.
Did you guys speak beforehand, or is this the first talk break?
I think this is
first. This is the first talk break.
Hi, guys. I'm Isaac. I just got here.
fill that void.
Yeah.
Sean and Colin are working on the ones and twos right now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but here we go. Your mic should work now, Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good now. How are we doing? Hello, everybody. This is Sean. You're listening into Local Anesthesia. Oh, my God. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here with my guest, Colin, whose mic is now in operation.
On? Yes, we're on. Hello, everybody.
And Isaac, who has introduced himself already.
Yeah.
Both frequent guests. Happy to have my boys here with me.
Core.
And yeah, what were we listening to? We were listening to The Isle by Pink Panthers, new single called Oral. How can I say that on air?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
Oral by Bjork.
It's a medical term.
Yeah, exactly. Bjork and Rosalia. And that was Move It by DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ. So for today, we got some good news. We got some very good news.
Oh my God.
Wait, where's Ox?
Yeah,
playing.
It disappeared.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
It's okay.
I think you can still hear it, though.
You can still hear it. You're fine.
Yeah, so we're playing the Crab Rave song because...
That's crazy.
We're bringing back Crab Rave.
Well, we need to. We need to do a crab dance today because yesterday evening, Henry Kissinger kicks the bucket
oh my God.
A vile human being.
True.
So gone from the face of the earth.
Definitely the Nobel Peace Prize winner with the most bodies to his name.
Nobel Peace Prize, my butt cheeks.
Highest KD award.
No, literally.
Kissinger.
Like, responsible for so many civilian deaths in Vietnam, Cambodia, all across South America. Basically, anywhere where the U.S. intervened within the last, 60, 70 years, he played a hand in it. Millions dead.
This is freeform radio.
I can say what
been
I want.
Waiting on this for years because he is 100 years old. It's been 25 years of.
Is it gonna happen?
Jimmy Carter outlived him, which is surprising.
I think he's 99.
He's 99.
He's 99, yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. There's a picture of him at his wife's funeral where it's like, well, you look like you are 99 years old.
Yeah, no, because he looked so good for so long. And now it's just like, he turned into a peanut.
It happens to everyone. Oh, that's you know, that's poetic. He turned into a peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens to the best of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
And the worst of them.
He is what he eats.
Yeah, well, someone tweeted the moment they found out Henry Kissinger died. They say, well, you know what they say, the good die young.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
What did Andre say?
Oh, my God. Andre said, I just thought about Henry Kissinger throwing it off the glass to Kobe to win the Hell Finals and God Chills.
That's, you know, let's give proper credit. That's from Sean Johnson at
yeah.
CX with your uncle.
Twitter is a wonderful place when it wants to be.
We got a at corndog eater 821 replying to that with they got Karl Malone's jersey there waiting like it's Excalibur.
Karl Malone's jersey.
In response to that, can we talk about the recent news about Josh Giddey?
Yeah.
Is that that's 3-4? I don't know what to say about
just
it.
Just don't say, well,
he's also
he shouldn't
vile.
Be playing basketball right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, he definitely should.
I'm hearing
Thunder
he's playing
to,
with other things right now, which like yeah.
Thunder need to yeah. That should not be happening. Got to suspend him till.
I think the assistant coach was like at a press conference and he took like 15 seconds to like say something about it and he's just like age is just a number. That's what he said, literally.
I've not seen that. That's
no
crazy.
Way.
All yeah. I've been seeing is they just keep going no comment.
Yeah, no, this one was crazy.
He hasn't played since.
I don't know if it's the assistant coach. I could be spreading misinformation, but it was someone affiliated with
Thunder. I know
they had
a quote like that about Giddey like when he was a rookie because he was like 18 years old, and people have been bringing that up.
Well, you know what? That's the worst part about it. People are like, oh, he's 21 years old. That's like, it's not that bad. It's like, it's still creepy.
Yeah.
It's still messed up. And yeah.
Also, you can tell when somebody's a high schooler.
That's another thing people are saying. People like, oh, she was at an 18-plus club. She lied about her age. It was like, you can tell. She looks young.
Yeah.
Like also, when you just talk to somebody, I don't know. I don't want to oversimplify it, but like, if you're an adult and you're like having an actual conversation with someone and you're trying to take precautions, it's you're going to be able to avoid this.
Yeah. Do some background research because she literally has a TikTok.
Yeah.
Where, like, she was like, oh, like, sophomore cheerleading year. Like,
people have been really weird about her in all this as well. It's been, like,
seriously.
Seen some stuff out of
oh, yeah, some very well, questionable to, like, tweets.
Or people, yeah, just trying to, like, get in contact with her or dig through her. Like, that's not who the focus is on. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've been seeing a lot of, you know, tweets, TikToks about the comparisons between Karl Malone, which has been...
Well, Karl Malone's way worse.
Karl Malone is, like, actually terrible.
He's also much better at basketball.
You can't diss the mailman.
Like, not even... You can absolutely diss the mailman, but Josh Giddey has not been... He has never won MVP, and he's never going to. Like,
there's no
categories.
Reason to defend Josh Giddey.
But does he have a chip?
And he never will.
And he never,
no,
never will.
Never,
and
ever.
He never will. He's winning the Hell Finals with Kobe.
They're going to send him to the Shanghai Sharks, and the age of consent is lower in China.
Oh, it's like the D-Wade Braun picture. The love.
So, I guess, in lieu of Josh Giddey's career being over and Henry Kissinger's, you know... time on this earth being over, ability to inhale oxygen being over, I got a song. I found the clean version of this on YouTube. I think it's fitting for the occasion, so Chief Keef, Laughing to the Bank.
Oh my God.
You guys enjoy.
There's no
we'll
way.
Be back with more music.
It's really quiet.
Technical difficulties, we apologize. Again. Oh, here we go.
Damn, ha ha ha, damn, ha ha ha, damn, ha ha ha, 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 ha ha rapper. Let's go ba ba ba. My shit. Sorry, I lost a gua. I make money, fla fla fla. Rap out like ha ha ha. My ow ow ow. They have like ow ow ow. They see me mouth, my mouth. Just got a chip, but ha ha ha. Cash come like ha ha ha. I laugh like ha ha ha. I'm out to do ow ow ow. Got a chip, but ha ha ha. Cash come like ha ha ha. I laugh like ha ha ha. See, I got lots of guap. I just want shit stop. Back to back, rah rah rah. Switch kids like bah bah bah. Speak with your hands now. Laugh at cops like ha ha ha. Y'all can kiss me now. Watch me get bah bah bah. This shit bop bah bah bah. I bop me bah bah bah. Then laugh like ha ha ha. My shit up ha ha ha. I'm at the top top top. I will go down down down. I laugh like ha ha ha. Got some words guap guap guap. I'm worthy, I do love you. And I'm fighting love. I laugh like ha ha ha. I'm at the top, top, top. I'm worthy, no fee. And I'm fighting love. I laugh like ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. I'm laughing to the bank. Ha ha ha.
Let's have sex on the beach. Laying in the sand. Just you and me, hand in hand. Come on, come on. Let's have sex on the beach, laying in the sand. Just you and me, hand in hand. Come on, come on. Let's have sex. Hey.
their heart becomes your loot. What kind of player does that make you? Breaking your hearts and selling them to. You picked me in a pawn shop. I was used but good as new. Shiny as a tattoo, but permanent as party balloons. Ooh.
3. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains looking gray in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
lost my way again. Fake, and dogs are dead with broken hearts, collapsing by the coffee carts. The Crystal Lake, it only laughs, it knows you're just a modern man. It's shining like a chandelier, shining somewhere far away from here.
Hello, we are back.
Back,
I think everyone's mic is working this time.
I hope so.
As
I think
it
we're
should.
Good.
Hello, good. Okay. Mic check, check, check.
All right, Hereditary.
So, what were we listening to? We listened to Pawn Shop by Kara Jackson, Sway by Morosis, After Hours by the Velvet Underground, Race for the Prize by the Flaming Lips, and that was just The Crystal Lake by Granddaddy, as per request from Isaac. Really good track. I really like that one. We were just discussing off air our Spotify Wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, I wasn't rocking with mine.
Really?
Nah.
Oh yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Not gonna lie. I'm not gonna like disrespect.
Do you
want to
walk the people through it?
Yeah.
So I got Travis Scott as my number one.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So yeah, not my proudest moment.
Yeah.
It's okay though.
Am I coming through? There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, but we also had JPEG Mafia in the mix. We had Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti in the mix. And we had King Krewel.
Round it out.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, no. It's like, where did this sad ginger man come from?
Yeah, this sad English ginger man.
Yeah.
Isaac.
I got pulled up. Where is the... There it is. Silver Jews, The Beatles, Pavement, Stevie Wonder, and West Side Gun. So we're drawing on,
yeah,
like...
that's a good
three
mix.
Yeah. I had checked through, I can't remember if it was Last.fm or one of those stats websites or whatever, but the Beatles were number one for like most of the year, so I'm happy.
Yeah, well, they haven't
wasn't the case.
There's a certain date they cut it off too.
Yeah,
like it's not
but
the full
this poll
calendar
like
year.
Last month. I've been listening to a lot of Silver Jews, so I think that's what did it.
Yeah,
and I'm happy with that because I don't know if I would have. I like the Beatles, but the number one for the year feels even number two felt high. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like Beatles are one of those artists that like they creep their way into a lot of people's like year-end list, even if they're not they don't think they're listening to them like that. Like,
and I just there was no artist in particular that I was really listening to like all the time. Like, I think I had a pretty good like mix. Like,
I
the
think
differences
so too. Yeah.
Between
like,
all
I was listening
of my
to a
top
lot
10
of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I was disappointed. Oh, Travis Scott's your number one artist.
I think this is the first year that the Beatles and Led Zeppelin weren't on my top five, which is like
growth.
An
that
absolute
is growth.
Wing. Yeah.
That is growth.
So my number one was Simon and Garfunkel.
Dub.
Then Steely Dan, Bob Dylan, Mac DeMarco, and Peggy.
Yeah. Very nice.
So I think that I was pretty proud of it, honestly.
Yeah.
But then I had You're Calling John Pork as my number one song. I was saying,
hey, banger.
That's just good execution. That's a good it's a good bit.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, well, I mean,
you
played
it
so. You
it was just
you played it so much on your show.
I'm
every time this has come up, I hear like a different reason it was up high. One, you're like, oh, I played it once one night or a lot.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
I played it today actually. Yeah, and now Sean's like, oh, I was playing it on his show all the time.
I played it a couple times on my show, but I did play it 68 times in one day.
68 times
in a row. And now I'm trying to bump up my numbers again. I'm up to 97 listens total. So I'm trying to claim
all time or like since in the last
all time, all time, all time. So I'm trying to claim the global spot.
How far off are you?
About 1,000.
I don't think that's gonna.
You don't know that.
Hey, you just leave it on loop
exactly.
Overnight.
I'm just gonna go to sleep with it on.
No,
somehow.
Literally, I think that should be fine.
I don't think that I'm gonna be able to fall asleep with that, honestly.
Well, you don't have to be listening to it.
Yeah,
just
that's
have
true
it,
too.
Like playing in, I don't know, volume level one.
Yeah,
that's true too. That's true. But then I have to like I have to commit to it though. Like I can't just be like, oh, I listen to it in the background, therefore like. The listens are null at that point.
But you fall asleep listening to music, though.
Also, that's who the leader. What the leader probably did.
I guess.
Like
so.
That's how they game.
Yeah,
those
but
charts.
They're a phony. That's the thing. Like I don't want to be a phony.
Investigate those numbers.
I want to be true to my art.
So. I forget what podcast it was, but they were looking at people's Spotify Wrapped, and someone listened to. They were on Spotify for like 60% of the year. So they're like,
no way.
How did you do that? And they're like, oh, well, maybe they just had their PC on and just, like, you know, kept it going all night. Or, I guess, alternatively, they're just always listening to music.
Yeah.
Like, probably a lot of falling asleep listening to music.
I feel like that's the most
just,
likely thing.
Yeah, maybe something off the PC connected to, like, a speaker or headphones or something, and then you just forget about it.
No, because I listen to 60,000 minutes of music, and, like, that's a lot. Yeah. Like,
I got to pull out my stat. I don't know.
So it was, like,
23,000, so really not as much.
But still, like...
But also, like... I feel like the actual minutes are never correct because when I looked at Last.fm, like the last couple of years or other like tracking websites, like it has given me different figures.
Well, yeah.
Like last year it was like 30 something thousand, but then I looked at another stat and it was like 50. Like it might
Weird.
Not be tracking every single.
So
minute.
I think what it is with Spotify is I think you have to listen to like over 20 or 30 seconds before it counts as
seconds.
A play. Whereas Last.fm, you press play and it scrabbles it.
Right.
So I think that's all the whole difference is probably just that because people also got different top artists and different.
Right. Oh, I did see this hilarious video where this girl and she's like a Taylor Swift, Phoebe Bridgers. Noah Kahn that like and she's like I think I have like a squatter or someone hacked my account because my top song was Bleed 'Em by Blueface. it's like I played it 154 times apparently on this specific day, but it's like I've never listened to Blueface in my life.
All right.
That's a real thing where for like juicing streams it's like
oh yeah maybe
you
that's
don't
what
even
it,
just
yeah.
do bot farms, but like that's been a thing where people find out someone had access to their account and was playing a random song a bunch to get it in algorithms or whatever.
Who's playing
stream
You're Calling John Pork? Like,
that wasn't a bot account. That was you. You didn't hack any. You did that at your own volition, man.
But, no, I mean, what was I going to say?
Who's calling John Pork? I'm calling John Pork. I want to see what he has to
John
say.
Pork. But, no, I mean, Man, I forget what I was going to say. It was something about John Pork. It was more John Pork lore, but...
R.I.P.
I think that I've had enough of that.
Had enough of John Pork. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not... You know what? I think I'm just disappointed with the actual, like, Spotify Wrapped, like, figure, like, that you share on your story. Because when I looked at my playlist of songs, that the full top songs, I'm like, oh, yes, this is more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, this is all the stuff I really
every
enjoy
year,
this year.
I'll like listen to that on shuffle the like day of or like week after or whatever the Wrapped, and it's always like, oh, this is good. Wow, this playlist of only the
it's
songs
as if
I
you've
listen
liked
to all,
these
all
songs.
Of the time.
It's as if I you've like heard it. These songs multiple times throughout a year. But yeah, I know like some people like to save the top songs playlist like to their library. I don't typically do that because I like curate my own year-end playlist. Just of like songs from albums I really like or singles, like that's just how I've gone about it personally.
I like it one because my music library is pretty cluttered, and honestly, Spotify for a long time I liked the UI, but it's like hard to even navigate your own library, and I get more annoyed with it all the time.
But
I like about the playlist. I just like having it as like an accurate time capsule. It's like I'll look back at
stuff
from like 4 years ago, and it's like, oh, if I put a playlist together that was supposed to represent it, I would have left some of these out because I felt embarrassed or something. But this is like accurate to what I was actually listening to.
I don't get embarrassed. Like if I rock with a song, I'm gonna put it on the year-end playlist. I don't like. What's
respect
a,
that.
What's a embarrassing pick?
I had Harry Styles last year.
Harry Styles.
In the top five or just in?
In the top five.
Like we
I thought it was a number three,
we throw some Ice Spice on there, you know? Because
that's totally fine, though. I was embarrassed at first with my Harry Styles pick, but then I grew to embrace it, and now I think that it's just a part of me.
That's okay.
And I'm not going to live that down, because you know what? It happens. So.
It happens to... not the best. Well, some of us just don't listen
don't
to Harry
the
Styles, but it happens to some people.
Yeah. For sure. I forget. It was top five, and it wasn't five for sure. So
sounds like Drake.
Which song was it?
Sounds like every Drake.
Sounds like Drake in the all-time reference.
Top five and not five.
He definitely has a bar like that.
He does.
Do you?
I don't remember it off the top, but he's like, I know I said top two, but I'm not two.
Yeah.
And I got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. Someone did this bit where it was like,
God,
Drake sounds like theatrical in the way he raps. He's a theater kid pretending to be a gangster rapper. And it was like,
checks out.
Yeah, no, I forget what song they were doing. It's like, actually, I can't say that. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll tell y'all off air. Anyways, we kind of run out of time, so I guess we got two more songs that I want to play.
Yeah.
This one's as requested by Colin. Oh, wait. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Good Morning Red by Caroline. I'm not familiar with this artist.
It's a sad one.
It's a sad one? Oh, yeah. Okay. A little sentiment. The other one I want to play is a little more uplifting, a little more chill. It's Labi Cifre, Canuck Chase.
Yeah, good one.
Some of you might recognize his voice, if you like Kanye or whatever. So yeah, that's been the show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you guys, Sean.
Thank you for coming on, is what I meant to say. And yeah, take care, everybody. Enjoy.
Good night.
Night.
She was a shark smile.
You gotta turn off that.
Thank you.
it's that time again.
Sitting in the back